What do you know about when Thomas and Belle were married and they would travel the country exploring museums and galleries?
They had a nice home out in Long Beach. Granddad was a great hunter, and they made several trips to Alaska hunting. Matter of fact, I have grandmother's doll sheep she killed in 1926.
They also spent time near Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about that.
I don't remember the exact year. They were headed for Yellowstone, and they stopped at Rock Springs for directions and told them where they were heading. And they told Granddad that he couldn't drive that car up there. He had to go way back around and come in from the east. He asked him, does a wagon get through? Well, yeah. Wagon can go through. This car will go through. Now, he drove a Packard all his life.
That's the only brand he
drove? That's the only brand he would drive. Now, grandmother said that one river had to be pulled across by mules, but they still got the car up to Jackson, Wyoming. They camped out at a camping area for several days, then just fell in love with the country. And he ended up buying both pieces that had a cabin on it. Later on, he moved one cabin down to the other one where they had both cabins for the family. From the earliest I can remember until I was about 16 or 17, come summertime, the whole family would move up there to Jackson until time for school, and then we'd all move back. Of course, Dad and Bart would have to go and come, and Granddad would have to go and come. As a matter of fact, I can remember him flying in on his small plane, Beach Bonanza. Dad and Bart had to go up and block the highway so he could land on the highway above the cabins. He was there 4 or 5 days, and then they blocked the highway so he could take off. And he flew out to Gillette. The family drove out there on an antelope hunt. It was a great experience to watch that plane come down and land on that highway. He had two planes. He had a DC-3 and a Beechcraft Bonanza. I guess he needed those planes to save time in his travels.
Yeah. Where did he keep them?
Started out in San Antonio and then moved him up to Tulsa. Had two pilots that were on retainer, Ford Walworth, and I can't remember Dee's last name. Ford was one of the members of the Black Sheep Squadron during World War II. He told some interesting stories. I think really that's why Granddad hired him.
Steve, the ranch in Wyoming, he bought it for how much?
Great-granddad gave 25 cents an acre. And he could have bought more, but he always said it'd never be worth more than 50 cents an acre.
That was his mistake in calculating what something was worth over the years. Yeah. Was that land right there.
If it had been art, he'd have probably said, oh, yes.
So when he bought 350 acres at 25 cents an acre, that's $87.50.
You can't buy a square foot in Jackson Hole for that.
Wow. Yeah. Right. Well, maybe that was his only miscalculation.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that ranch?
The foundation still owns it, the Gilchrist Family Foundation.
The majority of it, some of it's been sold off to the Forest Service.
The existing ranch then, how is that used?
Really, it's not used a lot because of the regulations put on the family members in a 501c3 foundation. You can't just go use that property. It's
leased out.
Part of the ruling. It gets leased out.
It's leased out to the Boy Scouts and the
kayak clubs
and such.
Okay, so that's the lasting legacy then of Thomas.